The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
There is a man who's a nahag. He's a taxi driver in Eretz Yisrael. He gets a call. There's a yeshiva bachur that would like to go to Kivrei Tzadikim, place in Tzfat. And he wants to go there in order to pray. The taxi driver says to himself, I don't care where he wants to go. He wants to go to pray. We'll let him pray. I still get my fare. So, taxi driver picks him up. Shalom. Shalom. Where do you want to go? He tells him where to go. It's a couple hours drive. Taxi driver doesn't understand why he's going to some kever tzaddik by the burial of the holy people. He doesn't understand it. He's not religious, not dati. Chiloni, doesn't care. He's driving him in a taxi. All of a sudden, the taxi driver said, listen, you don't believe in this thing about the Kivrei Tzadikim and the tefillot are answered and you say prayers and they're answered back and forth. The young man said, yes, I do. Ani ma'amin be'emunah shlema. Im kol halev. I believe with my entire heart. From the depths of my neshama, from the depths of my soul. You don't really believe it. Come on, come on. I mean, what do you think? What do you think happens after 120 years, man? They ain't around no more. It's gone. It's finished. That's end. Finite. Gone. Done. Oh no. It's not at all. There is Olam Haba. Olam Haba! The Nahag, the driver says, Ani lo ma'amin bichlal b'olam haba. Ze shtuyot. Olam haba. Olam haba. That's the yisod. That's what we believe. That's what we're here for. Our yason da'atre. Our reason for being is for olam haba. That in the future all of us will be neni miziv ha'shechina. That we will bask in the presence of the divine shechina. That's what we're here for. That's the time when we're going to get the schar, the reward for our mitzvahs. Schar mitzvah b'hayama leka. There is no reward for mitzvot in this world. We wait for that world. We dream of that world. The driver said, I tell you the truth. I got no use for my olam haba. I'd be happy to sell it to you. Oh, you would? The bacha says, fine. I buy it. How much you want for it? My olam haba, 10 shkalim. 10 shkalim. Rabotai, you're laughing? 10 shkalim was too much. 10 shkalim. Fine. Yeshiva Bocher pulls out 10 shkalim, gives it to the driver in the front. Shake hands. Tkias kaf. Kinyan. Act of acquisition legally. Transference of the entity of Olam Haba to the Yeshiva Bocher. They arrive at the Kivrei Tzadikim. They arrive up there. And at the Kivrei Tzadikim, the driver goes out for smoke. And he sees in the distance, while he's smoking, there is the Yeshiva Bocher. Not only is he praying, not only is he davening, but he's crying with all of his heart. He's wiping his tears and his face is red. And he's mischanin mevakesh, and he's supplicating and pleading. And he sees him there for over an hour. And that yeshiva bocher doesn't stop because he knows the koach of tefillah. He knows the power of prayer. He knows that Hashem listens to everybody. Whoever prolongs their tefillos, don't hurry the guy up. Don't tell your kid, let's rush it up, I gotta go home already. Leave them. Because whoever takes a long time in the prayer, Hashem listens to them. Their tefillos are not returned empty-handed. That bocher knows what it is to communicate with Hashem. The kever of a tzaddik, to stand by the grave of a holy giant, of somebody righteous, the zchuyot, the merits, the greatness of being there, that's unreal. in the driver, he's taking it all in. And he is moved. Even he is moved by what he sees. While later, the yeshiva bocher came, all his emotions are spent. He gave everything out that he had for those tefillos. Whoever he prayed for on that day, I am sure that they were answered. The ride back in the taxi to Yerushalayim was somewhat different. There was a quiet, an eerie silence that was inside of the taxi. And as they were riding back, driver did not talk to the yeshiva bocher, and yeshiva bocher did not talk to the driver. All of a sudden, midway, the driver turns around and says, "Slicha." Shimon says, "Yes." "You know what we did with the Olam Haba about buying it and the 10 shkalim and the... I want to take that back." "No, it's just a funny... It's like a game, right?" "Oh no." Shimon said, "Ani dati. I'm religious Jew. I'm straight. Yashar. V'asita yashar v'atov. You only got to do what's right. That was a legal acquisition." "Oh no, I meant it." "No, no, no, the Nahak said I didn't. It was a matzik. It was like a joke. I mean, right? It wasn't." "Oh no. It was very serious. Very serious." "Well, then let's call it off. I tell you what, make it very simple. I give you back your 10 shkalim, you give me back Olam Haba, and we're both friends, right?" "Sorry. It's not that way." The driver said, "I'm pleading with you. I'm pleading with you. I'm asking you. Aren't you supposed to love everybody? I'm begging you. I want to have back that Olam Haba. I want to have back that portion in the next world. Can you give it to me?" Yeshiva Bocher says, "You want it back? Bemet?" He says, "Bemet. In such a case, I am willing to sell it back to you. If you agree to two tanaim, two stipulations." The driver said, "Let me hear. First, if you ever have a dati that gets into your taxi, do not make fun of them. Do not start up with them. Do not be prejudiced against them because they believe in Borei Olam. Because they're a good person. Because maybe you believe differently. And the second thing is, I will sell it back to you if you promise that you will go to a yeshiva somewhere, at least a little bit of time during the day, to learn what Olam Haba is all about." The Nahag raises his hand. "Ani nishba lecha. I swear to you. I promise it to you. I will do it." He was mekabel on himself. O Malchut Shamayim. Like we can't even imagine. "I hope that it'll come to be Nila this year. And I will be mekabel O Malchut Shamayim. Nila, me, little me." Like that driver was mekabel upon himself in that taxi. They get to the apartment of this bocher. They say goodbye to each other. They shake hands. The bocher goes into his dirah. A half a minute later, he hears outside a huge noise, a tremendous crash. The bocher runs outside and he sees the taxi was in an unfortunate collision. Yesh kone olamo b'shachas. You can be kind of your whole world, but you need that minute. You can get anything you want in this world, You can have besuros tovos. You can have simchas. You can have panosa and refuah and yeshuas and everything. And Klal Yisrael can be taken out of this state where we have to wait to see what is going to be passed. Our money in deals going to be made with those that are Rishayim. How long do we have to wait for such a thing? How long do I have to look and see what is the next headline, Chas V'Shalom? When we know, instead of doing that, we should look heavenward. Lev Melachim V'Sarim B'Yad Hashem. The hands of every president and the heart of every premier and minister and king and every ayatollah and everyone from around the world is in the hand of Hashem. B'mispalo to Hashem, who is the one that is the machine of Klal Yisrael.